that again, Mr. Chairman?
Be our next regular meeting, which will be on November the 3rd.
We're having a, we're having a lot of holidays, so I want to make sure we're right, everybody hears that coming up, you know?
Yeah, but I give you enough time.
Case number 10,275, David Carey, west of Road 26, 653 feet south of Road 424, a variance from minimum acreage requirement to retain a manufactured home and a variance from a side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
David W. Carey, 20315 Schwartztown, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good evening, sir.
I presented an application for a survey not too long ago, and I believe the survey was provided with the application. According to the survey, right now, the land that is on 26 is all owned by my parents who live across the street of 26. Mm-hmm. On the land, it's been proposed to be divided up into one parcel called residual lands and another parcel called parcel C on the survey. On the residual lands, my great-grandmother, who is age 93, has a manufactured home on that property, and she currently has a lifetime right to that property. However, beside it, we're proposing to have it divided, so me and my wife are able to build a residence on that property. Obviously, with my great-grandmother being at age 93, it's in the foreseeable future that when, God forbid, anything happens to her, her manufactured home will be moved, which will leave just the Berica home that me and my wife were planning on placing there. And at that time, the land will probably be all pushed back into one piece of property to the total of 2.65 acres again. My parents live across the street. My grandmother lives across the street. My great-grandmother, obviously, right, manufactured home. So it's kind of family land, and we're hoping to be able to go back and reside back in Gumbo with my family.
Okay. Where do you intend to put the Berica home on this property?
There is the proposed line to the left of the manufactured home. That's about 19.1 feet away from the manufactured home. Okay. If you look at the barn, I believe it's listed as barn. We're planning on putting a Berica home that's in line with that barn on that property. So it's going to be set farther back than the manufactured home and to the left of the property line, approximately 20, 25 feet. Again, with her being 93, we expect it won't be too long, unfortunately, before we will be getting rid of the manufactured home anyway.
Why is a barn requiring a variance now? It's built, right? It's there?
The barn is already there, yes.
How long has it been there?
The barn has been there for
20 plus?
20 plus, yes, correct.
Still needs a 15-foot setback.
Right.
Side.
So I take it a permit's closed and...
At the time, it was all that land that was across from there was my grandparents' land. My grandparents got rid of the two chicken houses and the land to the right of it and sold it to the people who have built the store there now. To the left of it, we kept that, hoping down the road that we would be able to move back with the family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your plan is to keep the barn in the garage eventually, remove the mobile, and put a Berica home there?
The barn and the garage, yes, would be left there. The manufactured home and the covered entry may be made into something else, maybe have a picnic table or something out there, but the actual home itself will be moved, yes.
That's where your home will go.
Yes.
Okay. What's the significance of case number 7338?
Just to show that time was used. In other words,
that's how this was created in the first place?
Yes, it was first place.
It was less than 5 acres?
Yes. Remember those old times, John?
Yeah, when I started.
Yeah, right.
longer than I care to remember sometimes.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Henson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Or is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Burrell, do you see a need to stipulate anything as far as the mobile home, any future home, or the other thing is it could be replaced with the same footprint? Or saying it could be replaced, isn't that correct, within 30 days if they were to remove it?
Right.
If we granted it, they removed it, 30 days, they could put another on, but we can restrict that.
Yes, you can do that.
As per the representations, you can attach whatever conditions you need.
For what it's worth, it's, you know, like I said, down the road, that land's supposed to come to us. What we were kind of looking for was nice open area. I'm used to growing up in a country. I don't want any homes near me or anything like that.
I understand, but things, sometimes things change.
Oh, that's...
So I would make a motion. Well, first off, it's unique in its use and has been, and what it was granted some time ago, more cases than some of us care to remember. And as it stands, is I think the variance request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, one of alter the essential character of the neighborhood and the minimum right now to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,275 with the stipulation that should the mobile be removed, that no other mobile be placed.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,275 with the stipulation. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, and have a good night.
You too, sir. Case number 10.